Our Place, Episode 594.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you doing? I think we're all right, aren't we?
Yeah, recording on a P4.
Yeah, recording on an LSP4.
I can't remember what we used last time, a Sony phone.
My Sony phone, I think. Sony. But we're recording on the LSP4 today. You can't get these anymore, I don't think, can you?
I don't think so, but I think we had them around 2017, 2018 time.
Yeah, I don't think you get any Olympus recorders anymore, can you?
I don't know. Anybody know? Just because out of curiosity. I don't need one, but I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody knows. Yeah. I guess Olympus's website we could try, but when you've tried to find them, you haven't found them anywhere, have you?
No, I haven't, no. What was I going to say? Yeah, it's been ages since we recorded a podcast, isn't it, Ange?
For various reasons, because we knew there were some upcoming things that we wanted to talk about, because in our regular daily lives, not much goes on, but believe me, I guess stuff has gone on since. Before that, though, I'd like to thank Tony for her song.
Yeah, Tony Calvin's. It was
very
nice, wasn't
nice
it?
Song. Oh, it was,
yes. A very nice song, that. Thank you, Tony.
I have heard another one since then that she recorded, and I found it. It was on Facebook, and another similar kind of a nice song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
We enjoyed that.
Yeah, we did. I did. Yep. It was very, very nice, that.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony. What else?
Well,
where do we start?
We must have recorded on about the 19th of March, I think. I believe you put it up a couple of days later, a few days after, because possibly Monday or Tuesday, I think. I don't think you did it Sunday.
No.
I don't think you did, because you weren't feeling perfectly brilliant, I guess. But the first thing is that you'll probably all remember, some of you will anyway, by the time we recorded this, Steve had gone down with COVID on the Friday.
That's right.
So he got COVID while we were recording.
Yeah.
I was fine.
Yeah.
By Sunday morning, I was not fine. I'd got it in my throat and the sensations you often get with a cold and stuff in my throat. I was all right other than that, really, most of that day. But as the day wore on, I started to feel more groggy and was driven to bed by 9:30. And my head felt really, it's not like a proper headache. When I get a cold, it all goes into my head, and it did feel very uncomfortable. And it's kind of headache, but not what I consider a normal headache. But it's nothing I'd never had before. But we both went to bed early. I was just about driven there. I had quite enough of sitting in the living room. I needed to. I didn't have a very good night, I don't think, because I often don't when I get anything like this on the first night or two. But we didn't get considerably worse, did we, really, either of us?
No.
By obviously Sunday, neither of us slept brilliantly, I don't think, that night. You didn't on the... I can't remember what you slept well on the Saturday. You didn't twitch about, though.
No.
I probably woke you up a bit Sunday. I kept waking. We both woke up and had a chat at one point, a short chat.
Yeah.
Can't remember what about, but we did. And what I was finding in the next day or two is every time I was trying to read email, again, this is nothing that I've never had before, I kept dozing off to sleep. It was milder than some things that I've had, I have to say.
Yeah.
What would you say on that? Have you had worse cold-type things than that? And I will call it a cold-type thing, because that's how it came out on me.
I have had worse, but on the other hand, I've never had one experience that I've had when I've had COVID, and that is that I was trying to work on a customer's computer, and it was a bit of an emergency in a sense that she was trying to recover her appointment data. Mm.
You still
on a
had
computer.
To wait a day, didn't you? You couldn't do it Monday.
Yeah,
you
no, I couldn't do it. But anyway, I did it on the Tuesday. Took me about an hour and a half, and I succeeded. But I was absolutely and completely shattered after that.
Mm.
Just an hour and a half of intensive work, which I could normally do standing on my head.
Yes.
you know, and I was absolutely shattered. And that's really what COVID did to me.
It did.
Made me really tired. But I've got, as I don't know if I mentioned, what, you know, we go to the gym and I've got a personal trainer, haven't I, Ange?
Yes.
Have we mentioned that?
Possibly.
So I've got a personal trainer and she's toning me up and various things like that. Well, she got COVID in December and she's still getting over it. I mean, I'm okay. I'm perfectly fine now. But poor Leanne is still getting over this COVID. She's getting headaches and all kinds of things. It's a bit worrying, really.
She didn't have a vaccine, though, did she?
She didn't have a vaccine. That was her choice.
And I wonder if that's made it worse.
It could have been.
Because I know one more person, he didn't, because he'd heard people say that vaccines had made them poorly or whatever. And
should be noted, in case she's listening, she's not anti-vax,
no,
per se.
No.
She just doesn't want it in her body.
In her body.
So that's fair enough. So, but
I know one other person, the same. I don't know that he'd gone around telling people, but he said, you don't really know what to do for the best. But he got COVID. I won't mention his name. He's a customer, and that's all I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a job to walk through parts of it. His legs ached. And we had none of that, did we?
No.
I'm not saying the vaccine will stop it happening to some people. It could. It may not. And had we got it in the winter time, it could have, well, I mean, all right, it was, you know, in the, who knows, it might have been worse. We honestly don't know. I certainly didn't have any breathing. We did have a cough, didn't we?
Yeah.
That kept me awake on the second night or third night. I didn't have such a runny nose. Now, when I get some of my worst things, that can be a symptom of less runny nose, but feeling worse. Sometimes that can happen.
Mm.
But as it started to wear off, after I thought I was better, I was getting a runny nose slightly in the right nostril. I have no idea what that was about. I think it took... There were other things in the equation. I'll go into them later. I had a rather unpleasant shock. I found it very, very unpleasant, very upsetting, and I think that didn't help as I was getting over it. So we'll come to that, because basically nothing else happened that week, did it?
No.
We didn't do much work. We didn't have Debbie come in anyway, because we did manage to get tested, but we didn't...
Yeah, my lovely niece tested us, Charlotte.
She did.
Didn't she on the Sunday?
On the following Sunday. Debbie came in, didn't she? On the Wednesday, was it, tested us to see if you'd clear?
On the Wednesday before, yeah, to test to see if I was clear.
Both of us, and I definitely had it. That's what I can say. I've got it.
Yeah.
I had got it. We were slowly getting through it. I didn't want to do much, well, most of that week. Had I been on my own, I'm not sure I'd have looked after myself very well. I get like that. If any kind of virus of that nature doesn't, I just don't want to do much.
Mm.
It would be just toast. I wouldn't be living on toast and cereal probably. I wouldn't have bothered cooking. I just don't want to know when I feel unwell. It's only the fact that there was two of us here, and so I was doing it more for you than me.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
So it might be an advantage when there's more than one of you, because you sort of step up to the plate a bit more, don't you?
Yeah.
But by the following Sunday, towards the end of the week, I felt better. Then Saturday, I felt quite rough again for a day. Then by the Sunday, I was feeling, you know, better. But on the Sunday afternoon, I had a bit of a shock. My brother rang to say my nephew had died.
Mm.
Now, we knew he was ill and he'd been in hospital, but the trouble is he was, before he could go back into hospital, he felt he needed to fix the boiler. Well, somebody did, I suppose. Or buy a new one. I think that's what they had to do in the end. Is that right, Steve?
I think so, yeah.
A bit more than I do, I think. Because Elaine, my niece, spoke to you, didn't she?
Yeah, I think...
A little bit.
I don't think they bought a new boiler.
Well,
no, I think he fixed it.
They just had to fix it.
Yeah.
So he felt he couldn't leave his mum. She wouldn't... My sister wouldn't go and stay with Ron at that point, so I don't know what happened. But anyway, he didn't get back to hospital in time and died. He had an ulcer, a bleeding ulcer. That's what they said, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that burst. And because he was found dead at home, of course, they had to have a post-mortem, didn't they? So that then took a bit longer, over a week to sort that. But this was a shock. I was more upset for Sheila, really, because it's her only child, and now because she's not really safe to be on her own at home, at least, well, we'll see what they assess her. The doctors say she isn't. They say she wanders off, and I don't think she'd be safe cooking because she's once forgot how to use the oven and things like that. She may not be safe on her own.
Yeah.
The nearest neighbour, she says, about 500 yards away. I don't know if it is that far or not, but they're not right next door, and even then, I'm not sure she'd be safe on her own if they were. And apparently she's wandered off a few times.
Yeah.
And when John's been to work, because he didn't work a lot, he worked as little as he could get her so as he could keep an eye on her. He did some work, but whenever he came back, she'd wandered off. Sometimes. Not every time, I guess, but she did wander off. So the doctors are saying she'd got to go in a home. Of course, we don't like that, but I don't think she can stay with Ron. Really, he's elderly.
Mm-hmm.
She argues with him, and I think it's quite upsetting, but my niece managed to calm her down last week. He says that she doesn't think she knows what she's doing, really. She argues the toss.
Well, to be honest, the way Elaine got her to be quiet was to say, if you don't stop arguing with Ron, we'll have to put you in a home.
And it seemed to work, strangely.
And it seemed to work.
Strange way of, she probably forgot it soon after, but it can't. She did stop arguing.
Yeah. So, I mean, they don't want to do that, obviously.
Well,
but
I think I don't think Ron can, and we can't send her back home. She can't drive.
No, so they may have to, but
and if you need an ambulance down there, well, we've had one got stuck already. John's told me that.
Yeah.
They'd want, he had to help to get and help them turn. He had to go and help and watch them, and you know, once he had to guide them down the lane. So, you know, so you really have to be a bit careful. It's not a good place.
No.
Even the post doesn't get delivered right to the door. They've got a letterbox up the lane.
Yeah.
On the house, on the neighbour's house, I think, as far as I can gather, or on the wall somewhere.
Mm.
So it's not ideal for when you're elderly and you're on your own. It was great. It was fine while John was there, really, but not now. Now, they had got social workers, apparently. John had got something in place, but they're now trying to sort things out anyway. That's all I can say on that.
Yeah.
But anyway, as a result of that, on the 26th of April, we went to the funeral.
Was it the 26th?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when do you think?
I don't know.
It was a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. 26th. It was the 26th, yeah. Yeah.
We went up there on the 26th.
Yeah.
And my sister's brother-in-law put on a bit of a do in the you arranged that, and it was a real good spread.
Really good spread, wasn't it?
Lots of stodgy food like pork pies and sausage rolls and cake, mind you. So, yeah. You know, very thirst making food, very much so. And yeah. I was thirsty after that. I needed a glass of lemonade in the pub. I had a glass of wine and a glass of lemonade, didn't I?
Yeah.
So after that, we went back to the pub. But Sheila still knows us, doesn't she, Steve?
She does.
When she sees us, she does know who we are.
Yeah.
Because she knows that she said to Steve, you've still got a lot of cheek.
That's right, yeah.
Well, yeah, she knows. She does. I think she knows the people around her. She's lost a lot of her past.
Yes, yeah.
And friends that she used to know. If she met the friends, I wonder if she would be...
Would know them, yeah.
Back into... Mm. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because she does connect up when she sees you, and so we'll see you this day. When she sees us, she thinks, oh, okay. And she's sort of, oh, she knows us.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if she knows who I am on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced sometimes anyway. Mm. But anyway, I still ring them up every week and on a Sunday and still have a chat. So there it is. We're left still trying to sort out what to do now and what's going to happen. She's got to be assessed.
Yeah.
Because the situation's different now, so she's got to be reassessed, I guess. Because, of course, and that's just occurred to me, John was there before. Now there's no one.
Yeah.
So it's got to be reassessment, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
If they ever really got to assess her in the first place, which I don't know what happened. John wasn't very pushy in it, and actually, I think, was probably getting a bit ill himself to be bothered to organise anything. Because he was often quite ill. And Sheila blamed the booze. Might have been what kept him in bed, but I'm actually no longer so sure. Because she said after drinking, he'd have several days in bed. Well, I think it might have been a bit more. That probably didn't help.
Mm. Yeah.
But I now think it was more serious. So the hospital were on to it. I know that, because he said to me that it could be life-threatening.
Yeah.
On the phone the last time I spoke to him. Yep. So that was really a disaster, which... Oh, who knows if he'd been in hospital, would he have been all right? Who knows? We don't know.
We don't know, no.
But now we've got a lot of there's a lot to sort out, really, so...
Yep.
I guess till she's been assessed properly, that's not a lot we can do.
That's right.
So, that's so, that.
Yep.
So then on the Saturday after that, which was the Saturday after that,
30th, wasn't it?
The 30th, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we went to Spice Rouge the 2nd of May. A nice meal, just me, you and Debbie, wasn't it?
It was, as I say, and I had a very hot curry, a fowl, as they call it. Very nice.
Yep. Debbie and I had a Danzac.
Yep.
Chicken Danzac.
And was that nice?
Oh, it was lovely.
Yeah.
That was absolutely lovely. As I say, it was really, really nice food.
Yeah.
He's among the best I've had.
Yeah.
I've ever had a really bad one, but that's definitely among the top.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I think it's next best to... Oh, well, I did like the one that Charlotte, she brought us pick and mix, but that and Taj Mahal and this are my three best, I think.
Yeah, well, I think the one Charlotte was tandoori rice or rice tandoori. Rice tandoori. Yeah. In Nebworth, yeah.
That's not that close one. To... This one was nearer us than Spice Rouge.
Yeah, but we'll probably do that one day. We said we'd do that one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else?
Well, other than that, really not much is going on with us, is it?
No, not much at all.
We did eventually... I think it took me 17 days, I worked out, till I felt normal. But as I say, I think it was partly due to the shock of that... I didn't expect that to happen to John like that. And, of course, that was sad because, it was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a bit of a naff time for us.
Well, you see, what's more sad, it's her own house. It was going to all go to John. He's not there. She's probably going to have to sell it to get care anyway. They will take it into consideration. Fine if she gets decent care.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't want to be, and of course, well, no choice, but she may have to fork out for something she doesn't want to do. That's what's sad, isn't it? And it must happen to loads of people.
Yeah.
You must have to fork out something you really actually don't want to do. And at the end of your life, it shouldn't be like that, should it?
No.
I don't have answers. Because you can't stay at home. And yes, well, they do need the money to look after you, but it shows how fair. I'm not against the government or anyone for that. You need, if you have resources, then I would use my resources. It doesn't mean I'd like it. But if you've lived at the end of your life, honestly, any time in your life, it shouldn't happen. John should have been there. It should have all gone to him. He should have carried on with his life, ultimately.
Well, yeah.
Because he was only 48 and she's 88, something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And you should be able to live how you want. So I hope we can find her somewhere nice that she'll enjoy.
Yeah.
If that's what they think has to happen.
Yeah.
And that's what the doctors are saying, apparently. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's that for our, I think, for us, isn't it?
I think that's it for what we've been up to, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, what's anything else before we go into the demo?
No.
So what I suggest then is that we'll say goodbye to you all because I'm going to do a demo. I'm going to do a recorded demo at the end of this podcast on a new gadget that we have, which is a very, very sophisticated talking clock called the Zeitgeist 2. If anyone knows the original Zeitgeist, from CareTech, it's more advanced than that. So stay tuned for when we say goodbye for a little demo that I shall do of the Zeitgeist 2. And the Zeitgeist 2 is about the size of a key ring, and I'll explain all that in the demo, and only has 3 buttons, and it's pretty incredible what it does, to be honest, isn't it, Ange?
It is.
In that, you know, form factor.
Yeah.
So, without more ado, I'll say cheerio.
Bye from me.
Don't forget, you can contact us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk, or you can contact us on the website, of course, and you can subscribe on the website, which is Our Place is www.ourplace-podcast.info. That's www.ourplace-podcast.info. Do please keep listening. Please send us feedback, any feedback, good or bad, or, you know, whatever. We don't mind criticism or anything like that. And we'll say cheerio, and we'll see you next time. And now, on with the demo of the Zeitgeist 2.
1:51:45 PM.
Hello everyone, this is a demo for Our Place of the Zeitgeist 2. And that was what you just heard reading the time. Yes, you notice it read the time to the nearest second as well. Which of course is not that useful in the sense that, you know, by the time it's finished reading the time, it's a couple of seconds after it. But, you know, a second is a bit quick for it to read the time. But this is quite an advanced talking clock. It's about, I'm guessing, about an inch and a half long. And it's about an inch wide, maybe.
Saturday, May 7th, 2022. Calendar, week 18. Lunar phase, first quarter, 22 days till new moon.
And that's what it does for the date. It's about half an inch wide and, sorry, about an inch wide, I'd say. And it has 3 buttons on it from the top to the bottom. So the top button reads you the time, the bottom button reads you the date, and the middle button is what they call the menu button. Now that's an interesting button because if you just press it briefly,
battery level is on 90%.
What it does is it reads you the last function that you used in the menu. So for example, if you're in the light probe, which we'll get to a bit later, and you press the menu button from the clock, you actually hear the amount of light in lux. So if you're on the battery, that's what you hear. That's the last setting that I used. So this clock, it has a clock. It has a timer, stopwatch. It also has a talking pedometer. It also has a talking compass. And it also has a note taker, interestingly, as well. So you can record your own voice notes to do that. So let's go in the menu.
Main menu settings.
And that's the last option I used, which is settings. So if I go down.
Games.
Games. It's got a couple of little games. Roll the dice and things like that, which are okay. You know, they're just for generating random numbers and things like that.
Lumitest,
that's the light probe.
Period calendar.
Period calendar for the ladies.
Note taker. Stopwatch.
Stopwatch.
Calendar.
Calendar.
Timer.
Timer.
Alarm.
Compass.
Pedometer.
Settings. And then back to settings. So what I'll do is I'll go down each one and try and explain.
Games.
So if we go into games. Game clock. I don't really know how you play that. If I go into it.
Mode. Accumulate. Countdown. Accumulate. Countdown.
So what does that do?
Games. Game clock. Ask 8 ball.
Ah, game clock. Let's
game
go back,
clock.
Right?
Mode. Countdown.
Let's go into countdown.
Games. Game clock.
Ah, hang on.
Mode. Countdown. Time. 0 seconds. 0 seconds. 15 seconds.
Oh, let's do that.
Games. Game clock.
Oh, I keep coming out of it because I keep long
countdown.
Pressing it. There we are.
Time.
That's better.
15 seconds. Game clock not running. First round. Second player. 15 seconds. First round, first player, 15 seconds, so. And running game clock. First round, first player, 11 seconds, and running second player, 11 seconds.
So presumably it's for timing something. There we go. Ooh, very grand. Okay, that's the first time I've played that.
Don't they do that in chess?
Clear time expired.
Yes, they do, and you can you can set that for hours and minutes and all kinds of things. But so that's the game clock.
Ask 8-ball.
Ask 8-ball. I think that's a yes no thing. You know where you can just ask it.
Ask 8-ball. Shake me.
So you shake it, and it will give you a yes or a no answer. I think. Let's shake it.
Signs point to yes.
All right, okay, and that is random.
Reply hazy, try again.
Oh, reply hazy, try again, that's different. In other words, not sure.
It is decidedly so.
Okay, so obviously you get different games, different things like that. Down to the next one.
Roll the dice.
And that's simply a random dice thrower. You can choose how many dice you want as well, so if you want more than one dice.
Game clock.
And then we're back to game clock. So if we come out of that and go back into the menu.
Main menu. Game. Lumitest.
So this is interesting. This is a Lumitest. This is your light probe. So normal light probe, as you move it around, lighter and darker. But
light intensity 25 lux.
It will give you the amount of light in lux, which is a measure of lux. Now,
light intensity 14 lux.
So the bottom and the top button do the same thing, but the middle button.
Light notifier disabled.
So what you can do is you can set it to a certain amount of light.
5 lux, 10 lux, 20 lux.
And so on. And what it will do is every time the light reaches that level or brighter, it will let you know by playing you a tone. So you can tell if a room is bright or not. You know, so that's that. Turn that off. So that's your light probe.
Period calendar.
Your period calendar. That's kind of 28-day cycles things, which I don't understand because I'm a mere man.
Note taker.
This is interesting. This is the note taker. So if we go into the note taker.
Note taker, first note.
So this is the first note, which obviously I recorded. Not the first ever, but this is a first in a list of notes I have.
Note.
So I'm now recording a quick note, just to show how good it is. And the microphones are pretty good as well. I press the top button to start the recording. I can press the top button again to stop the recording. And the bottom button to play it. So now, if I press the top button, it will stop recording.
Taken at. March 16th, 2022 at 11:21 a.m.
So that's a note. That's a note in the note taker's menu.
Main there menu. Note taker.
If we go back in there.
Note taker. First note. Second note. New note.
Right. So second note
second
there.
Note.
And if you want to do a new note, it actually instructs you how to do it. So if you go.
New note. Take a note. Short press top button to start or stop recording. Short press bottom button to play.
So I'm going to start recording. This is a quick recording of a note just to test the Zeitgeist 2. And when we stop this, if I press the top button, it'll stop it. And if I press the bottom button, it should play the note. So if I stop it.
Note has been stored.
Okay, and now press the bottom button.
Note just to test the Zeitgeist 2.
As you can hear, it's got a very good mic.
This, if I press the top button, it'll stop it. And if I press the bottom button, it should play the note. So if I stop it.
So now we go back in the menu and
main
carry on. That's your note taker. Now you can delete notes. You long press the top button, I think it is, to delete the note. And it asks if you're sure, and you can go up or down for yes or no, and then press the middle button to confirm. All very simple to use, although it's got a lot of functions. Now, what that is, it's just timed out because I was in the menu doing nothing.
No taker.
Now, so go down.
Stopwatch.
And it's got a stopwatch, which is kind of a count-up timer, but it's a multi-lap stopwatch, so you can set several watches going at once.
Calendar.
The calendar, if we go in.
Calendar, new event.
So.
New event.
If I go new event.
Event disabled.
So if it says disabled.
Enabled.
So if I turn the event on.
Year 2022.
And press and accept that.
Month, May.
Month, May.
Day, 7th.
That's today, the 7th of May.
Hours, 2 p.m.
So if I wanted to set a note, because I've got a recording to do tonight at 7 o'clock. So
1 p.m.
If I do a set that for 7.
7 p.m. Minutes, 0.
So if I leave the minutes as they are.
Repeat, never.
Now, this is where the calendar is quite good. You can repeat never.
Yearly.
Yearly.
Monthly.
Monthly.
Working days.
Working days. That's pretty good. Monday to Friday.
Weekly.
Weekly. So that's every week on the same day.
Daily.
And daily.
Never.
I don't want it to repeat, so I'm going to set it to never.
Jingle.
There you are. You can have different jingles. And the jingles go... Or... Or Tarzan, or whiskey in a jar, eh? Right. Okay. Or, you can hear Angie giggling there. That's a good one, isn't it?
There's a lot of good ones. Or,
whatever's that? Or, or. Dog, putty cat, blimey, that one, just bass, oh, nice, or back to there. So there. So I'm going to set that to that one, because that's good. I like that. Sounds like they're coming to get me.
Taken out.
So
press top button to start or stop recording.
So now I can record a note and I can say I'm a guest on the Phone Show Chat podcast.
I'm a guest on the Phone Show Chat podcast.
There we are. And now if I...
Event added successfully.
There we are. And that would do it now. So if I want to go in and...
Main menu. Go calendar.
If I go in there...
One event active. Nearest event.
I'm a guest on the Phone Show Chat podcast.
Set for 4 hours, 55 minutes from now.
Okay, so if I then long press that middle
calendar
button.
First event.
And if I want to delete that.
Event enabled. Calendar, first event. Event.
I'm a guest on the Phone Show Chat.
Now.
First event. First event.
How do I delete that?
New
I've forgotten.
Event. First
oh,
event.
I've got to go into event. It, have I?
I'm a guest on the Phone Show Chat podcast.
First event.
How do you delete
event.
It?
I'm a guest on the
event enabled.
Oh, I know, you delete
disabled.
It. You just disable
event
it.
Event deleted.
There we go. So once you disable it, it deletes the event. That's how you do it. That's just a little confusing bit there, I find. So if we go back into
calendar
the main menu.
Is empty.
Anyway, our calendar is empty. So
main menu.
If we go down now.
Timer.
That's a normal countdown timer. That's your normal alarm clock, and you can have all those jingles, or you can have a voice note wake you up.
Compass.
There's your compass. Now, if I go into compass.
North. Northeast. Northeast.
So I'm just moving
north.
The device
north.
Around.
Northwest.
Now I'm west now.
North, 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 northeast. Northeast. East. Northeast. Northeast. North.
It, when it does that noise,
northeast,
that means that you're facing
east,
that direction.
North, northwest, north.
There we are.
North.
So that's your compass.
East, main, menu, compass, pedometer.
And then you've got your pedometer. Now, you basically, you start that off and you walk. And then when you press the middle button, it reports the amount of steps. And then when you've finished, you can reset the pedometer back to zero. And then we're back to settings. I just want to talk a little bit more about the time and date as well. Well, not the date, but the time specifically. So if you press the top button, I said to you.
2:07 p.m.
So that's 2:07 p.m. If I press and hold that button, you won't hear it, but it's vibrated the time to me. So what it's done two short vibrates. Then a pause, then one long vibrate, which is 4, and then 3 short vibrates, which is 5, 6, 7. So it can actually vibrate the time to you as well. So if you want to find out the time privately, you can actually press that and hold it. And that's what it will do. And that's 2:07. And so it's a long vibrate for 4 digits. So if it was 12, it'd be 3 longs. It's a sort of wavy sort of like a phone type vibrate for zeros. Single digits are 3s. Single digits are single vibrates, little beats, almost like pulses. That's really all I want to say about the Zeitgeist. That's a very brief kind of look at what it can do and all of the good stuff there. Probably the most advanced talking clock I've seen, wouldn't you say, Ange?
Yeah, I reckon.
Calling it a talking clock is a bit of an understatement, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you're
really.
Talking organiser.
Yeah, talking organiser is, yeah, because it's got reminders, it's got calendar events.
With some army knife.
Pretty much.
Because you've got your recording, light probe,
You can get it from us. As usual, you can get it from Computer Room Services. And the cost of the clock is £195, excluding VAT, but most blind people don't pay VAT. Battery is rechargeable. And the recharge time seems to be about a month. I've had it go for about a month. I forgot to talk about the battery. You can also find out in settings.
Main menu, settings, game.
We know the settings.
Settings, volume.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things I forgot to talk about in settings as well. So we'll talk about those briefly. There's the volume.
Battery.
There's your battery. And if I press the middle button.
Battery level is on 100%.
Well, that's a bit daft. It said 90 earlier.
90, yeah.
So obviously the battery level isn't reliable. If we go down again.
Date.
That we can set the date manually.
Time.
We can set the time manually.
Time zone.
Time zone we can set manually.
Adjust for daylight saving time.
We can set that so it will go back and forth an hour at the, you know, winter and summer.
Reset to factory defaults.
Reset to factory defaults.
Hourly reminder.
And you can turn on an hourly reminder.
GPS time
now
synchronization.
This is good. If I select that.
GPS time synchronization disabled.
Go in.
Bluetooth. GPS time synchronization. GPS time synchronization disabled. GPS time synchronization enabled.
So if I enable that, it should have said something there, but it didn't. Hang on.
Main you go menu back in there. Settings. That's submenu settings. Games. Settings. Submenu settings. Setting battery date times adjust for date reset hourly GPS time synchronization.
Go in there.
GPS time synchronization enabled.
Yeah, so it's now enabled. What that means is, oh no, maybe there's
Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth is only because it can connect to beds and things for the deaf and wake them up, you know, make them vibrate and things like that.
Vibration.
That's to change the vibration intensity of the device itself.
Volume.
And then we're back to volume. So GPS is
vibration.
Now GPS is now enabled. So what that means is it'll automatically set the time using GPS location. That's all it uses GPS for. It hasn't got maps in it or anything like that, but it can actually use GPS to set the time exactly. So that will say eventually, that will say GPS synchronized. Usually takes about 4 or 5 minutes, and it may be slower than that because it's in my pocket now. But usually, you know, it can adjust the GPS time exactly. So as you can see, it's quite a clock, and it's also quite loud as well. You know, the volumes, I think the volume's about 3 at the moment. It can go up to 5. So it can go louder than that. For a small device, I think that's really quite good. And the speaker is good, and the microphone seems to be good. Anyway, that's a demo of the Zeitgeist 2 talking clock. And the price, as I said, is £195, and you can contact us if you want further information.